Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Dan Morrison.
And I'm Kate Campbell.
And we've made it to the finale.
Finale. The end.
The end.
We did.
We still have a reunion, but we've made it to the end with the girls. So
sad.
Sad, but look, I'm grateful that we got another taste of the pie with with the ladies.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, are you well?
Well.
Best do a welfare check on you.
Oh, I don't even know where to start here, but I just only a few people know this story, so it's it was a shock to the system, I have to say, on a dear Sunday morning. I might just have to dive into I'll just walk through what happened on my Sunday morning. So I went to a friend's barbecue Saturday night. I was out west. I was at one of my dearest friends, one of my oldest friends. I was at her home and had a lovely night, had a lovely chat, and then we terribly hot day out west, 44, my God. Sweating.
It was awful.
Spent some time in the pool and then we had a few drinks and then I went to sleep and that was it. Woke up in the morning and I saw a missed call from my partner, Mitch. And I went, oh, that's weird. We don't call each other. I said, that's very.
What are you doing contacting me?
We don't talk on the phone.
No, neither do me and Andrea. Never a phone call, no. Ever.
Oh, no.
That's a full emergency situation.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I ever called Mitch when I was like driving somewhere and I had to be like hands-free and I couldn't text him. And I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, hello?
Literally, sometimes Adrian will like call me in the middle of the day, and that's even when I know like what is going on. It's wild.
Like, must be terribly serious to be. And then I literally, the first time I ever did was just like, oh no, I'm so sorry, I just cannot text right now, and I need to pick something up on the way. Can I check in? And then I saw the phone ringing again. I was like, oh God, must be serious. And I picked up the phone. And Mitch is like, hello, doll. I was like, hi. And he goes, so the police are here.
Oh, my God.
And my mind went a few ways. The first one was, and look, this is me just passing blame onto someone else immediately. I was like, oh, Mitch had his gym Christmas party last night. They've all gone insane. You know, they've kicked someone's letterbox in or something. Like, it's been some group activity gone wrong.
Terrible night.
Yes, he needs me to come down to the station and get him out. Not this ever happened before, but that's just where my mind went. I'm like, oh, this is
that with Mitch. Never.
No, but that's where I went. I was like, oh, something terribly wrong's happened there. My second thought was my car has been stolen and it has been burnt somewhere and they found it on the side of the road. That was the second.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And then Mitch goes, so apparently, and also, the story went in so many different directions. I was confused about what was happening. He goes, so apparently on your podcast, this was a thing because he said podcast, you posted something about possibly wanting to harm yourself.
Oh my God.
I was like,
what?
And I was like thinking, I'm like, I was thinking like possibly as a joke.
Yeah.
Like the way I speak on this podcast. So we do renewed and cancelled each week.
Yes.
And I'm just like, it's the end for me. Yeah. And I'm just like,
this is the end. I've got to end it all. And
exactly. I think I say that daily actually. Oh, and I was just like,
me too.
Could have been. Yeah. And I was just like, okay. And he's like, yeah. So they need to do like a welfare check and just like make sure you're okay. And I was like, oh, and I was an hour away and I'm like, I was like, can you pop me up on FaceTime and I can just tell them, hello, like,
she's good.
I'm good. And he's like, no, he's like, they have to see you like physically. And like,
Mitch also not like freak out when he answered the little doorbell and it was two police officers there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was like, also, because we hadn't seen each other that night because I was like an hour away at a barbecue.
Yes.
And they were just, because I think they said we had need to speak about Daniel or something. That was like,
oh my God,
intro.
Oh, that's actually scary. Oh, no, yeah. I don't like that. I don't
No, because that's horrific.
He's
like coping mechanism, apparently, I found out afterwards, was immediately after they left, he just took everything off the line. Like we had we had watching out. It was just like, take it off,
clean the house.
Even though he'd spoken to me and asked why, he just like, need to go take the washing off.
He's okay. Oh, my God. So did the same police come and get you, or they didn't just call the other station?
I don't believe so. I described them to Mitch. It was both man and woman, but it was different. So I think someone closer came. It was like about an hour later. The other thing as well, that this was like during this period, I was like, what did I say?
Was it
like on an episode? Did I post something? Like, I was like, I have no idea. And then like I looked because like I'm an idiot. Like this is because I speak like this 24/7. Well, no, because I looked at my like stories from the last on and I'd written on Instagram, I was like, fears for my life. Just saw a video I posted on TikTok where I said, hi dolls. I was just like, deleted, we'll never know what was said. I was like, was it that?
Oh my God, I did see you post that.
But I was like, and then, but reading it again, I'm like, should I stop speaking like that? Like, I just.
Oh my God. Because you messaged me and James, and I was like, what? I couldn't even believe it. But also, then it has truly made me reflect on how much we're always like, die. Like,
yes.
I would die. Like, and
I honestly.
It's like, that's actually just how I communicate. That's terrible, yes, and I guess.
It's how I've spoken to my friends for years. I feel like I learned it from like late noughties, early 10 sitcoms. Like I was literally like, it was like a 30 Rock Arrested Development era where it was just like this, this like verbiage where it was just like bang, bang, bang. Literally. And I just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But when you're saying on social media, no good. But I still had no idea what I was like. Was it something I said on the podcast? Was it that story? Yes. Was it something I wrote? Whatever. And so like I waited an hour for them to show up. The other thing as well that was so annoying, I was meant to meet my parents for breakfast.
This is the best and part. I couldn't say anything.
I was running like an hour late and I was like, I couldn't message them to be like, just waiting on the police. They're just going to do a welfare check on me. And I was like, I can't. Like,
your mum would be like, what? How do you say that to a parent? So sorry, you're just getting a welfare check on me. But I'm great.
She would lose her mind. Oh. Also, the thing as well, my friend who literally my oldest friend, like I've known her since kindergarten. I explained the situation to her because I felt so bad because she had like her niece and nephew staying with her and like her husband was there. And I was like,
oh, wait. So I'm you started so to stay at her. You were still at her house.
Yes. Because I was about to go to my parents because they're like nearby. House.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I had to give them the address of my like friend's place. And I explained it to her when she came in. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I explained the situation. And she goes, that's how you always talk.
Yes.
And I was like, yes. I was like, but.
But I'm well.
Something's gone wrong here.
What happened?
I know.
Do we know? Anyway, we don't know. Like someone out there, I'm going to say Dan's okay, everyone. He's okay. I'm okay. We're not well. That's for sure. But we're okay.
But the thing was, is that when they finally got there, the police officers, and I had to, like, they were like, oh, so what's happened
they
was.
They were just doing their job.
They were like, you've posted a video, you've said a phrase that's, like, basically triggered something on, I think it was the TikTok story or whatever. That's triggered something in there and it automatically filters through. They're just like doing their job, like doing their like checks or whatever. So
that's, I think actually that like, part of it, I'm like, that's actually quite amazing. And if I'm actually in need of that service, incredible. Amazing, to be honest.
That's an incredible system. But wasn't needed on the little old me.
And, God.
Kate, if I can tell you the most embarrassing part about
please.
It, after they explained to me the situation, why they were there, I had to go, for context, I run.
Excuse me, officer.
I was like, I run like a meme account and a podcast about Real Housewives. And then I was like, just so you know, as I'm saying this out loud, I know this is ridiculous. Like, I was like, I know this sounds. And the female police officer was like, no, it's fine. Like, and I was just
she's like, doll, I'm a fan.
And I was
she
like,
said,
yeah,
name
so.
Him.
I said,
name him.
Name him.
I would die.
No, that's what, because when I was talking to you guys about this, I was going, oh, I'm dead. And I was like, oh, no, I can't. Like, and I was like, started like starring the vowels to like keep myself safe. I'm just like,
you're
I can't
on like
speak
a watch
like
list
this.
Now for sure. Oh,
no, I know. And it was just, and I, like,
oh my God.
It was just so stupid it's explaining
wild.
That to them. And I said, everything I've said, like, is in like jest
yes.
or it's like meant to be funny or something. So I'm like, I apologize. Essentially, it was just like I've posted a story. This is the most ridiculous part because I think
joke.
I know what it was. It was a bad joke on a story and I was talking about Terry Viviano.
No.
And I was saying, and it started with, that was, I think it was the video that I posted that I said, hi dolls at the beginning.
Yeah.
Kate, if I can tell you, if I was ever going to harm myself, I would not take to gas bagging and start a video with hi dolls and then start ranting
no.
about
no
Terry and the Real Housewives
oh
before dropping a statement.
Oh my
so-
God. No, like mess. Oh my God.
Oh.
All of it. I guess we should have put a trigger warning at the beginning of all of this, but it's fine. It was so blown out of proportion. It's just actually ludicrous. But like
insane.
Incredible systems and tech that they've got going on.
Well,
so we don't
done.
Think it was
it
like
is.
Actually somebody who reported it. It was their tracking system.
I think it's like one of those things where if they hear
keywords.
Like a phrase, it's like bang.
That's wild.
It's like, not bang. Not sorry, not bang. But like they start. You just when you think about it, it's
I
just
know.
Like
it's just how we everything. Talk. We are.
I know.
So over the top, I guess.
But it, yeah, it just like it like must go somewhere,
yeah.
and then it gets sent to them, and then someone reviews
totally.
It, and I was like,
oh, sorry,
send the band.
That's
yeah,
actually
anyway.
My favorite part of all of it. You having to explain to police officers on a doorstep, I run a meme account. I do a podcast. They're like, what is going on? That's actually the best part of all of it. Oh, no.
And also the thing as well, like everyone who listens to this as well, like knows the tone. Like even the people that
exactly.
like when I said, oh, I deleted the TikTok story, like when
funny.
I posted on Instagram, the people replying to it were gays going, oh, don't worry, doll. It was fine. Like child's play. They were like, they were like
we
you looked
it.
Good.
Yeah.
And I was just but that's what I mean. It was just like,
totally.
Like
just,
no one's taking
no,
anything
no one's taking any,
seriously.
No one's ever taking anything we've ever said seriously.
Not a thing.
Oh, wow. Well,
anyway.
I'm glad. It's an iconic story, I tell you that much. I was floored to be receiving those messages. I was like, what is going on?
I got to my parents for late, an hour late to the breakfast, and I was sitting there trying to like drink a juice, like with a shaking
yes.
hand.
I've just been through a traumatic experience and I can't tell anyone what's
no,
happened.
Can't tell you
and just getting
thing.
Like absolutely ridiculed for being late. And
oh. If I told mum the story, she'd take me to the hospital immediately.
Totally.
She'd be like, no, no. She goes, I don't care. You're saying it was a joke.
Yeah,
you're in,
she'd be like,
you're in, Daniel.
Not
you're
okay.
in.
This is the call out for help. Oh, my God, Dan. What an ending.
Anyway.
Wow.
Well,
so good.
Should we talk about the girls?
Please.
We're at the finale.
We made it. Oh,
I have
my
to
God.
Say, I think the thing that was stirring me up is that, and this has been shocking to me hearing this feedback from people the last few days. People aren't as Team Terry as you and
Dan,
I.
Dan, I kid you not, I was on a boat with my girlfriends on the weekend who have
oh,
all.
Oh, sorry, Bushy
yeah,
Beach.
Excuse, you were getting arrested. I was on the boat. As I was on the boat with the girlies who are all now watching and listening, one of them, she's was saying she's not Team Terry. She's like, no, since all of these episodes, I'm not sure. And I was like, wait, sorry, are we the only two people who are Team Terry? And we read it wrong. But I'm like, no, Terry's incredible. But multiple people have said this to me now. Everyone's like, oh, I'm not sure about the whole Terry of it all. I'm like, well, you've lost the plot.
You're wrong.
you're wrong.
Yeah, it was like everyone thought like she was like too aggressive to like Chrissy or so. And everyone's doing this thing where this is the thing that kills me. Yeah. People like, especially off that last episode, because I posted up a story going, oh, it's like that was like the best episode of this season so far. And people are like, are you Team Chrissy or Team Terry? I'm like, I'm Team Entertainment. And I was like, thank you for both those women for making the show great.
Exactly.
Like, I appreciate both of them
totally.
For giving us a good season.
We don't need to be on a team. Team Entertainment, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, a team, both of them. Like, they both leveled it up. That was, like, iconic television. But again, everyone who thinks Terry is wrong is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. There's no teams, but if you are not Team Terry,
you're dead to us.
You're wrong. Oh, yeah, God,
sorry.
Say, look, it's...
Again.
They're going to be knocking at my door.
We have to bleep this whole thing out. Yeah. They've got me.
They've got my number. Yeah. Oh, God.
Also, how do they get your address? Like, what? How does that
That's
even happen,
wild.
Actually? I didn't even think about that part.
The way after all of it, I had so many questions.
Yes.
You know what I mean? As in, like, but then I didn't ask anything at the moment. I was too busy explaining a Real Housewives meme account.
I ran a meme about, would you maybe just give it a follow? Thank you so much.
Oh, don't. Okay. There's also a podcast accompanying it. So if you can just follow and subscribe on wherever
subscribe
you get your podcast.
And like a little rating on Spotify, but that's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, don't feel pressured to rate, but just see if you
but
can follow.
Maybe just pop it on and you drive back.
Yeah, exactly. For context, and then you'll be like, oh, that was silly.
We'll
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just a silly guy. Now, shall we get into the episode? I just have to say that it was the smallest moment at the beginning, but that Fido or Fido dog place, that man walking the dog back to Chrissy at the end, and I was like,
who?
Wow.
That was a lot. Oh my God, that's such a random. I didn't even clock any of that. Because they're those beginning things that just happen so quick. I'm like, oh, wait, who? That's quite cool.
I know, just like scenes that were in the bag originally and they were just
popping
in. Yeah.
filler.
Victoria's son, very astute, or I don't know
what
the word
is for it.
What I was
about to say, I guess
very...
now, is like inappropriate in the context of all these things. He was like, he was being held hostage in that scene. He was stiff as a board.
Yep.
Wanted no part of what she was saying when she was like, he drove past George Clooney's house. He drove to
Richard Branson's house.
And the kid was like, whoop.
Nope, not a word.
He's like, I won't be saying a thing. I will not be saying a thing. He didn't want to be there at all. Just like the husband doesn't want to be involved. The kid is like, how dare you put me on camera, woman.
No.
She's so stilted in all of her dialogue. It's so forced.
Yeah, when she did her like terms and conditions line.
Dan, I died. Oh no.
For Kate, I'm just like, oh yeah, come on. I thought we were done with these at this point.
I was literally thinking, I haven't heard somebody recite like the terms and conditions like those government ads, honestly, maybe since I was in year six. Like, are you joking with that? Oh, she's so cringe.
Do you think she writes them herself?
Yeah.
Like, do you think she's...
I was thinking that. I was like, is she someone... They've definitely been written. Whether she has written them, I don't know. But certainly a person has written them and given them to her, because everything is so rehearsed. I just don't get it. When she seems like a fun person, so I'm kind of like, why are you giving these
doing these
rehearsed lines? It's uncomfortable.
I know. Maybe. I don't know. She seems like when she said she doesn't like conflict and stuff and being in, like, you know, on the spot at
like,
the moment.
Wuss.
Maybe she's just like, she's like over prepared for the confessionals.
True. Extremely.
I did enjoy seeing Dee and Chrissy.
Love
shopping.
Doing the shopping with those gals. More Dee, like next season, more Dee. She's a hoot. I actually could watch those two just trot around Double Bay.
Oh, love. Yeah, me too. I love when they picked up little dress and Dee goes, where did the boobs go?
Yeah. She's like, get out. They're meant to be out. They're a hoot. I'd like to have a big dinner with those two or a big like long lunch. Get me on that boat with them.
Oh, that would be the perfect. Yeah. The perfect boat to be on. Yeah. Was it Just for Fun? Is that the name of Chrissy's boat?
Just for Fun. That's too good.
And Chrissy's saying she has the best legs in Sydney. I feel like Victoria's going to stab her for that.
She's like, I will destroy you. Yeah. She's got the great pins all round. Great pins all round.
Oh, yeah, great. But maybe the best pins, like Sydney lineup, all the girls. Ooh, just
agreed. Yeah.
There was such an amazing cut when they were talking about Nicole's problem with Terry and why they think it's because she's on like the Kate bandwagon. It cut back to Nicole and Victoria having a chat. Just saying exactly that. She was just like, and Nicole was like, and I just like, you know, Terry's just sided with Kate. And it's just
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's she what has.
You all have the problem with.
That's the problem. Like that's what became obvious the whole episode. And I think even like Kate said it, like was it her who said it? I can't even think. At one point it was like, well, yeah, the problem is me. I'm some reason they've put me as this like enemy. The problem is that she's my friend. And like that's this whole what the crux of all of this ridiculousness is.
And it's so strange because it's like Nicole's doing like Chrissy's fighting now. You know what I mean? Yeah. As in like Chrissy's been mute the last two episodes, which is so strange.
That's
like
what
she hasn't
thought. What's with
it's so
that?
Weird. She's just stood there like as if maybe – I don't know if she maybe thinks she's done too much this season. Yeah. Like she was going at Kate and then the Terry stuff started happening. She just went, oh, I can't keep doing this. And she's just asked like Nicole like, well, you've got to
– I reckon 100%
you've got to take this home for me.
She's asked Nicole to do that. And because it even came up like later in the episode, I think even Terry says to her like, are you just – you're just doing Chrissy's batting, you know, because we had this fine so then you wanted to do it. And then Nicole's like, no. And then she goes and say, well, actually – yes, you were going really in on Chrissy. Like, so it is that. Like,
it is. Yes.
It's exactly that.
It's literally that all along. And I think that's what I think Terry just wanted that from her.
She just wanted her to say
the
that.
The entire time. 100%. Like, it was just like,
she didn't
you
want
just
an apology.
Needed to say.
She wanted that. She wanted her to say, my issue, what I did is because of what you've done to Chrissy.
No, exactly. And that's all she needed to do at that dinner. She needed to say, I don't actually give a shit about you being late. I hate the way you've been treating Chrissy.
Yeah.
Like, my friend Chrissy. Like, you could have just said that.
Totally. My acquaintance, Chrissy. I'm going to start calling people acquaintances now.
Oh, please do.
He's my
and just like the and Chrissy just going like acquaintances are stabbed to the heart. Like
she's
just
like,
dramatic.
Oh,
love that from her.
How dare she? 15 years of friendship, acquaintance. My God.
I appreciate Chrissy so much for sticking to quoting the big hairy unit line. Like and screaming like, out to Johnny, Johnny, I'm not
Johnny!
Hairy, am I?
Yeah, up the stairs, like he's like, what is going on down there? Yeah, I'm not hairy. Oh, she's too good. I love her.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And I, like the thing I appreciate about her, she can laugh at herself this entire way. Like, and
I agree.
Some of them can't.
Oh,
and at
most
least she
of
can.
Them can't. That is what is like so. That is why she's like so endearing. Even when she can do ridiculous things or be like out of line and just like totally wrong, you're like, whatever. You're funny, and because she can just take the piss out of herself. I love it.
Exactly. And I love when, what do you call it, Caroline and her were doing their little, like, boxing thing.
Loved those two.
Caroline was like, oh, yeah, like, we're both Gen Xers. We're tough. We're not gluten intolerant.
Really good line from her. I loved those two together. They're, like, they to me, are, like, a pair I actually thought would hate each other. I thought those two would not get on. But that's a really good friendship pairing, and I liked the silliness of them on a beach working out.
I just want to see those two, like, out for a drink. Like, I know they said ages ago, she was like, Caroline, I just want to go have like a, you know, a cocktail with you in Double Bay. And I'm just like, show me that.
I want to see that. Yeah, I'd watch that. Yeah. Get us a little scene of them next season.
And Kate calling, Caroline calling Kate Yosemite Sam.
I was like, what is that reference for starters? Yeah, you're Gen Xer with a Yosemite Sam reference. Jeez. But that was, it's like very... It's quite a good one, but I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever heard anyone go,
no.
You know who she reminds me of? Yosemite Sam. Sorry?
Victoria calling her kids uncoordinated at the fencing class. She's like being, whispering to them.
Yeah, like, no, her being like scared of the kid.
Yes.
Going at her. I was like, oh, wow. Again, do you know that kid? I don't think she knows that child.
No,
but yeah, the fencing at her leg. What an odd activity to do with children.
So weird. Like, also,
what?
Kate, Nawal has been leaving this entire season.
We get it, Nawal.
Like, I don't know how that was Nicole's storyline this entire season. Like,
that was insane. It. Every scene we just saw Nawal. Nawal's leaving. Nawal, leave. Mm. We're ready. Get out. We can't keep seeing it. That was truly the only scenes that Nicole had. The whole season was her basically borderline crying every time she spoke to the daughter and taught her how to do a household chore. Like, I need to get an international driver's license. Okay. Why is this the scene? Go away.
I'll always remember her cutting Yang in with the skin on, though.
Oh, so. Very good.
That will stick with me. Oh, yeah. Also, Nicole beating her down to the ground, saying, what if I was a predator?
That was actually quite good.
Yeah, that was actually my storyline from that. I love Kate wanting to fuck whoever is teaching her something.
Again, she's so abrasive in anything she says. It's like whiplash. Whenever you hear her, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, sister. Like, jeez. She is full on. I love her. Like, I love the beginning of the season. I couldn't. I did not think she was for me.
I'm shocked what a turnaround. And also the strangest part of it as well is Chrissy and Kate, who were just like center of everything at the start, took this complete backseat by the end. You know what I mean? As in, like, they somehow managed to recede into the background.
They did. I thought that as well. Like, we didn't really even see much of Kate these past two episodes. The whole season was around her. Then when she kind of piped up a bit at that kind of cocktail party tonight, I was like, oh, Kate, okay, yes, there you are.
Here she is. Strangely, a voice of reason and not screaming at anyone.
That's a real detour.
Yeah, she pulled the handbrake on that aggressive. Maybe she was just like, if I go too psycho, I might not come back next season. So let's
just show a bit of.
Let's temper it.
Just cool it slightly.
Chris, Carolyn's gay friend, I feel sorry for him because he's been standing in like Carolyn's kitchen all season. Like, he's just. He's just been sequestered to like.
He's not allowed to move. He's not allowed to sit down. You be in that kitchen at all hours in case a scene is occurring. What I also noticed, and it made me think that with him and her daughter, they kind of say nothing. They're just there to stand and nod at whatever she.
Oh yeah, she goes on monologues, and he just goes like, "True."
He goes, "Yes," and then the daughter just stands there smiling. They're like, "And I'm like, wait, what was that scene?" Really odd, really odd. But
look,
great.
They both got the invite to Plus at the end, so they got to run in and hug people, and then literally disappear for the rest of the episode.
Had you heard of that restaurant before?
No,
me either. Why are they acting like wherever we're out of touch? But it was like they were talking about toddies. Like, everyone knows about this restaurant. I was like, I've never heard about this restaurant before in my life.
Well, maybe we can't afford it, Kate. And that's again, what I've never heard.
cost of living's got us again. But yeah, it was real. I've never heard of it, but it's down by the rocks or something. It gave that kind of energy.
I was thinking maybe it was that place that Sally took Kate for that random lunch at one point. They sat outside. I wasn't sure if that was the same place.
Have they gone to that same venue five times?
Possibly. Who can say? My favorite guest of the party, though, was Terry the fortune teller.
Me too. In a Camilla frock. Love a fortune teller there. I'm hanging to get my fortune told. But I'm also scared of it. But I really, really am so intrigued by it.
Kate, I literally wrote next to Terry the fortune teller my notes was, we need her at our Chrissy do.
Yes.
Like, just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Table next and just go like, everyone go in and get it done.
Literally.
Or everyone just like listen to each
I want to hear everybody. Yeah, exactly. I want to hear everyone's get told to them as well. I really want to get it done because I'm obsessed with stuff like that. I don't know
I got
why.
It done once.
Did you?
Well, no. I got it done at a Christmas party once, but I was like the last person at the end of the night to go in. So the memory was not great at what I was told. It was all very positive, but it was just very – I was just like the detail was
it was thin
at that point.
Adrian had it done one time. It's a weird story in like, I want to say Istanbul or something.
Great.
And – he said it was something to do with like, I don't know why I'm going to say there was like a rabbit present. It just sounds really bizarre. No. But the person said to him that he's going to have a long and fulfilling life with like some man that he's going to marry.
Love.
I was like, I'm obsessed with that, Adrian. I'm like, am I that man? I'm like, yeah, something weird, like a rabbit was there running around. I'm like, great. All of that is so weird. And that's what I want.
That's a good sign, I feel. I feel like, is a rabbit good luck?
Who knows?
I feel like that's a good omen.
Who knows? Rabbits running around.
I need a fortune teller to tell me that if it's good omen. Yeah,
that's all I actually do want is like a fortune teller to say all these super positive things. Yeah. I don't want to hear a stitch of negativity, not a stitch.
Well, that's exactly what Kate did. She got a bad fortune in Tokyo, so brought someone who would only say good things to her.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm going to pay one and, hun, you're giving me a good fortune. Thank you.
I kind of like that. Even if that was organized by the producers, it was actually a beautiful little finish for her story. And like, you can tell me you come in, tell me positive things, and that's my end.
And then thank you.
I'm shocked that the Victoria and Kate thing went so well, like their little makeup.
Yeah, me too. It was all very positive, wasn't it? It was a real backflip, to be honest, from Kate. The last interaction was like, I'll destroy you if you are ever in the presence of her again.
Don't disappoint me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God. I'm going to, is what probably she should have said. But it was all very smooth, very lovely pals kind of vibe, wasn't it?
I really hope at reunion next week they quote that so dramatic article that was Victoria selling furs again on like a random Instagram account.
Oh,
and just be like, Kate, what's your reaction to that?
I reckon it will all come back again at the reunion because now that they've seen all the confessionals, it'll stir it all right back up.
I know.
That friendship ain't solid. I'm sure of it.
Oh, no. It's on Tinder.
Yeah.
I was sad we didn't get a proper reunion trailer. I would have liked to have seen the girls screaming at each other.
That annoyed me. As soon as I saw Joel standing there, I was like, oh, no, it's just a promo.
No, they
don't
got it.
They've got no footage. They're still editing. That's all of everything. I was like, oh, they're still editing. I was like, I wanted to see just some screaming.
Yeah, always want to see some screaming.
Always. It's my happy place.
Just very quickly, it's a very side thing. I just love Chrissy when she entered the party and grabbed Carolyn from behind and was like, let's get this party started. Like
she was like trying to sing what's that terrible Pink song or whatever. That was the energy she was giving me. Like, get this party started on a Saturday night. I was like, very good, Chrissy.
She's light and breezy. That's all you need in one of these shows.
That's
just
what's
like
good. Even when like shit has gone down, she still comes in singing a random song. You're like, all right, hon, let's go. Get me a skinny bitch and get this party started.
Victoria going, can you mind my bag? She's like, mind it, let's sell it.
Incredible. Oh, she's funny gal. Then those lines ain't rehearsed. That's why she's perfection. She's purely word vomit.
You can't write.
No. Can't write genius.
And I love that we got our like little fake apologies and stuff, like our Nicole giving the...
Oh, the bag.
It would have been funnier if it was a watch. Like,
I agree. It should have been funny. I loved Terry. And I was looking for an apology in the card and I didn't see one. I was like, oh, well. I think the bag... Was it a bag? I don't know why I keep saying it was a bag. I think it was a bag. She was...
Bag with a little photo frame.
She was like, that's the apology.
And then the little hot mic moment where she ran off to the producer. Great. Love that.
I love a hot mic moment. And I was obsessed with how long that hot mic moment went on. And that's what even made me sure of, was it last week when Terry, like, we were saying we think she was talking to producers when she was like, is this serious? Are you, like, when that was all happening, I was like, ah, okay, yeah, great.
Yeah, that's her go-to. I feel like she must go, like, oh, I'm going to go talk to you about this shit.
I'll be speaking to you about this. And they're like, keep a rolling.
And the thing that killed me was when Terry started going back at her, we get like a confessional from Nicole where she like, I would say, pretended to cry in it about the whole situation. I was like, there's not a tear there, doll.
Total, I'm like, stop trying to force these tears out. Nothing. The well is dry. Like, there's nothing coming out because you ain't sorry.
Caroline, I love her. When Nicole brought up the time thing again, where she was like, can you talk about, like, why you're actually mad with her? And then she brought up the time thing and Caroline just goes, no.
She's too good. I wish I could.
She's like, no.
Don't you wish like that's how you could engage in the world? Like, I feel like sometimes I do, but not all the time. I wish so much of my life I could just go, no.
No.
Womper. I won't be discussing that. Oh, yeah, she's so good.
We're not going down that road. But they did because they kept circling back.
It was enough.
The entire time.
Enough.
It was also like Nicole was saying, oh, I didn't come for Terry on that. Mm. And then Terry's like, oh, do you want to vote on that? And then they got to a point where finally when they were doing the little like cards coming up, Kate was like, is this worth a friendship? Do you want to just apologize?
Yes.
And then Nicole finally apologized and Terry's like, okay, I accept that. And then she's like, but. Like, don't. I was like, don't.
I was like, stop.
Don't say but.
Yes. I could feel that butt coming, which was but. I was like, oh no, an apology doesn't include.
I appreciate the apology, but it was forced.
Yeah. But I reject it completely.
I feel like they're all not all gonna hate each other by the reunion, but I feel like by reunion time, they're no good.
No good. No reunion time, it's still going to be Chrissy and Nicole and Victoria versus the world. Like, that's firmly the sides there. Everything will all be undone. And like now as well, that's gone to air. They've all started talking. They will talk to producers more, that there'll be more on this arrangement of going to the markets. There's more to that, like, was it a lie? Wasn't a lie or wasn't it? Like, what, that there's going to be more to that, I'm sure. They'll double down.
Oh, for sure. Terry was
someone's going to pull out receipts. Joel's, like,
Well, Terry was on Joel's podcast last week going, none of that was organized.
Totally.
Like, as in, like, we were never meant to
see
them.
We were always traveling separately.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's like bold to say that and not have the receipts to back it up. So I cannot wait for that to go down.
And also just like the stuff in the confessionals, like Chrissy at the end of the thing when they were doing the wrap up, she's like, Terry, I'd like to resolve it with Kate, not so much.
Again, just like Kate hadn't even been involved in any of this. And again, she's like, absolutely not. I don't want a bar of that woman. It was like, oh no, this is the whole problem.
It wasn't like, actually, to be honest, the Real Housewives of Sydney season one finale was actually insane. Like, that one was like an assault on the eyes with Athena throwing the glitter on.
I was just thinking that. I was like, oh my God.
Maddie storming out.
Yeah, that was an explosion. The last episode, we got that. Last episode was the bang. It kind of, I don't think it wasn't like an amazing episode this week. It was just kind of tying up everything in a little bow. My gripe is though with it, they were talking about like this Tokyo trip, like they'd been away for months. They kept saying, oh my God, did you miss your family? Oh, let's all get back together. Oh God, how are you feeling post Japan? I was like, you went for 4 days. Why are you all talking like you moved to Japan for months and you haven't seen your family or your friends and we've got to organize this welcome home party for us? It was like, is there not a better conceit? Did someone not have a birthday or is there like, can we make up a better reason for this party?
Literally make up anything. Yeah. I feel like Nicole didn't have a product launch this entire season, so she should have done something.
Like, why was this a welcome home party? Why was there not a party at the vet or something? Like,
which I must say, I think Nicole did actually have a product this season that didn't see the light of day, which I feel like I reckon that's going to be
should be fuming
a point of contention, because at the launch party they were handing out these like vitamin patches that you like put on your body that have like vitamins or something. Dear Wade Sellers has mine, and I would like to see it, Wade, because I couldn't carry it on the night. But I think that was the thing. That was her product for the season. So I'd like to know if that was filmed.
Yeah, that where's didn't that
make,
at?
Didn't make the cut.
Oh, my God, yes.
Or if that's still to come, who can say?
the reunion sponsored by Vitamin Patch, whatever it's called.
Can't wait to see it. Mm. But who – we should probably do this after the reunion, but who were your, like, MVPs, would you say, for the season?
Caroline, because we didn't know her. Mm-hmm. She's a complete stranger. Icon. Icon, yep. Icon, icon. Caroline, Terry, and Chrissy. Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
That could
– maybe we shouldn't – yeah. I was about to say maybe we should talk to other people, because I have the exact same
– Of course we do.
Exact same
this
people.
Is a closed loop.
We don't have outside
and
perspectives.
I only like, ever want to be in a closed loop, reinforcing each other's opinions on life.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also have to say, very grateful for Kate
as I was
in
say
what
that
she
too.
Caused for the season. Like,
integral,
well done to her.
Absolutely integral yeah. person in all of yeah. this. Agreed. She's yeah. yeah. Maybe she is the MVP.
Congrats to her.
Actually.
I know. Otherwise, it actually.
I'm scared not to give her that title.
Yeah. She'll come for
She'll come for me.
Having said that, if Terry didn't stand up for her, it would have just been everyone against Kate the entire season. So.
Yeah. It would have been
lucky,
a very different
Lucky she had
show.
Terry.
Yeah. You're lucky. Yeah.
And reunion next week. So let's hope we get a little trailer
midweek.
Beforehand and see if the girls. Having a little yell.
Yeah, bring it on. For sure. For sure they will.
Can't be darker than the Real Housewives season one trailer of Sydney. That
That's
was,
a haunted
dream. Not trailer,
That's
sorry, the entire show. That was, I remember watching that with you recently.
Yeah,
and I was
we
just
watched
like,
it.
My
that was
God.
Like dark. I was like, oh no. And Alex Perry's kind of just screaming as well the whole time, like, shut up. Shut up. It's really full on.
I remember, I don't know if it was a Melbourne one or this one. It's like, I'm going to stick a fork yeah. in my eye.
I think it's that one. I think it's the Sydney one. It's so awful.
Well, the police will show up to do a wellness check on him if he's screaming at it.
Oh, God.
Nobody's safe.
No.
All right. Shall we take a break and we'll come back with what we're watching?
Yes.
And we're back with what we're watching, Kate. Today we got a new Vanderpump Rules trailer that's much better than that shit teaser we got at BravoCon.
It's so much better. It's an actual promo. I'm excited.
It actually looks good.
It looks really good. I am concerned, though, that I did Ariana on Watch What Happens Live said that this season nobody but her and Katie were drinking the entire season. That rang alarm bells to me. I said, I don't want to watch this show.
What do you mean? None of them
that's what
were drinking except Katie and Ariana.
That's what she said. That's what she said. I don't know if I totally believe that. I'm sure others were drinking, but that's what she said.
Sure,
and I went,
I'm sure they're on other things as well.
Well, yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I guess the biggest revelation is this Sheena
Schwartz
hookup. What? That probably happened 10 years ago, by the way.
I was going to say that as well. I think it was definitely during Katie him together, though.
Definitely.
Yeah, during like maybe like a small breakup moment or something like that.
Because remember, he was just always making out with people, like
constantly.
Didn't stop. Was always on a rampage. Oh, my God.
I still think the most criminal thing was that episode where he ended up at the other hotel on that beach or whatever, and he just, like, came back the next day and was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I woke up the other hotel. I'm like
– the guy's a
dirtbag. And everyone kind of just – but everyone just kind of, like, they questioned it for a second then
and
just accepted. I'm like, no. He obviously went and fucked someone at the other hotel.
100%.
It's like where
was he?
What are we watching? Yeah. Like, I can see this. Like, you
exactly.
can't see that.
You're all there and not clocking any of this. Dirtbag. Absolute dirtbag. ridiculous human. Him with the blonde hair. What did Lala call him? Like a Ken, dad bod Ken or something?
Yeah. The revelation was at the end of that trailer, Lala hating Ariana for becoming like a god at the end of it all.
That I was like, yeah, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of tension with those two, because I think that Lala has a lot of resentment that last season that we lost a lot of her personal story and the story about her divorce and everything. So she's kind of been shunned. I think she's furious about that she's been sidelined.
She would be as well, because to be honest, her story is actually extremely interesting. Hollywood producer guy who had this like casting couch and there was all this like really messed up shit.
Yeah.
And that was also a cheating scandal. And it was like,
it's huge news. There was an LA Times article on it. Like, it's huge. But
and she got no
not on this
time
show
because of this Scandoval thing.
Yeah.
The best she got was, you know, being a co-star in the, you know, Uber Eats ad, and that like that's it. Yeah.
And now Ariana has literally become like the most famous woman in the world.
Insane.
She's on Broadway, baby.
And the jealousy.
Sorry,
you have to admit that's a step too far, isn't
that's
it?
That's too much. All of it is too much. I'm sorry. Like, she got cheated on. Like,
Dancing
what?
With the Stars is fine. Dancing,
of course. Like, that's a natural, absolutely natural progression. And I don't think anyone maybe expected her to be as quite a phenomenal dancer, as she clearly is. But the Broadway thing stopped. But also, they will let anyone on that Chicago cast.
Yeah.
I think it's basically been 50% Broadway. Bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo for years. They let anyone sing a little.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't know Ariana could carry a tune, though. That was the only thing. Like, actually, well, to be honest, I didn't know Rina could carry a tune either.
I don't think anyone can.
I feel like that fits. Yeah.
I don't think you need to. You just need to, like, have a bit of a, yeah. Boys, right. Chicago.
Well, I can't wait for our girls' trip to go watch her.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you there. I was just trying to think. There was something else. Oh, I can't wait. I forget her name, but Schwartz's roommate. That's French Joe. Yeah,
with
I can't wait to see
cap.
Her pop up.
Go away insane. With a backwards cap. What's going on there? Oh. And I do like when she says to him, are you ashamed of me? Yeah, hun. He is.
Yeah.
You're wearing a backwards cap, for starters.
That'll do it.
Oh, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the mess.
And Jack's just coming back on to like what yell at Vanderpump.
I love that was bizarre seeing him back in for that one little scene. And I'm like, I feel like I've seen that scene a million times before. It looked like old seasons, and he looked the same.
Yes, he looked at his worst in the old seasons. Yeah. Like I was just like, oh, Jax.
Terrible. I'm excited. I can't even think. Was there a date on it? I don't even.
Jan 30.
Not long at all. Love that.
Now, Beverly Hills, we got our part two of the
dinner party from
dinner party.
Hell.
Oh.
Denise. Get somebody
sorry,
do a
Denise's
welfare
jacket.
Check on Denise. That's for sure. That
jacket upside down and Dorit whispering to her about it, Kate.
Dorit
that
in
is.
Side mouth chat.
I think it's upside down.
And she was Dorit was actually doing her a favor. All of that felt
she was
very
helping her.
Real. It was not I'm trying to throw into this. That was very turn around that jacket now. You're making a fool of yourself.
Yeah. She was trying to say, you're off your face.
Yes.
You've got up from the table, you've put your jacket on upside down.
I'm helping
you
out,
look
like
an idiot.
Like,
let's flip it.
What happened to her? I don't know.
What do you think? She just was on medication and drank.
I reckon
a bit
on medication,
she went and just mixed.
Drank. Yep. Like she lives out in Malibu. That's like truly like driving from the Central Coast down.
Yep.
So I feel like her and Camille just got charged in the car on the way down and didn't realize how turbo they were because it's like I think it's like a full hour and a half drive. Like,
yes,
they're
it
from
is.
The coast, like. That's a long drive, and she's probably nervous, but...
Yes, oh, for sure. But do you know what? Loved seeing her again. That was a lovely turn from her.
It was perfection. It was absolute perfection. I'm off Sutton. I can't...
I was going to say, where do you sit with Sutton?
I'm off her. I don't... I am really... She's really full on. she's playing games, but it's obviously it's great TV, which is, I think, the other half part of it. Because there's one part of me that's like, oh my God, you're so out of line with asking these questions. And then she's not very direct about it. But then at the other side of it, I'm like, thank you so much for doing God's work and
yep.
and forcing Carl into this situation. What do you think?
I'm enjoying her purpose for what she's doing.
Yes.
She has really annoyed me this season, as in like who she is.
Yes, me too.
But I'm enjoying the impact. The same way I would say Monica on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, as a person, but she's doing a lot for the show, yeah. and I appreciate her. Thank you, Monica. But
that's the Sutton of it all.
I think is doing the work and she's helping us get somewhere, and she's helping poke at Carl because yeah. no one else seems like brave enough to sit there and go like hold Carl's feet to the fire, which she's done with many people Everyone. Over the years. So maybe she should get a bit of it.
Yeah.
So I'm appreciative yeah. to see that, but she's annoying.
She's so annoying.
Also, comparing yourself to her sisters being like, oh, lose another sister. I'm like,
I gasped you can't when be she doing said that. I was like, no, you cannot say that. You cannot say that. Like, get out of it. I just think that really overstepped the line there for me. I was like, no, you're too much.
But also, I think it really showed Kyle's producer hat because what happened in a couple days' time, it's her doing a little walk with Kim to show that they're like good
and well. Solid, yeah.
And that would have been her. She would have been on the phone to her afterwards because she knows she couldn't get Kathy on the phone.
Oh, God,
so she had to get Kim on the phone and be like, hey, I really would love you to come film. I just feel like, you know, we've been apart for so long. We just want to show people we're good. And it would have been just like, let's get out there and show them, because I reckon that Sutton comment got to her. 100%. And she was like, no, I need to show them I'm fine with at least one of the sisters. Like,
100%. She was like, I need to show this. Now, the Kim of it all and the drawing on the walls.
Ooh.
Welfare check. The murals, what? I didn't know what was happening there. That was a lot. And why is she drawing in crayon or something?
Was it George Bush when he got out of the presidency just started doing the paintings?
No, I don't know. I don't remember that, but that probably checks out. Why does everyone think they're an artist? Like,
Sorry, I'm looking this up right now. I feel like
George
I need to.
George Bush?
Yep. I can't share it with you right now, but yeah, he did. Yes, and there's a book he's got called Portraits of Courage.
Are they good?
They're doing portraits. Looking at them right now, they're not bad.
Really?
I thought they'd be much worse. For some reason, I thought it was like pictures of a dog, but it's like not George. Really. So just George Bush paintings. And not just paintings of George Bush, but actual. True. Yeah.
They're quite good.
Yeah.
I've seen quite a scary one of Putin.
Vladimir Putin. Yeah, that one wasn't great.
Oh, no, these are all bad. No, they get worse. They get worse,
but they're not as
bad. They're not as bad. That's not like a stick figure that like I would draw. Like, it's certainly
better
than anything I could ever do. Everyone thinks they're an artist.
Yeah, the Vladimir one is actually quite scary. That looks a bit Hannibal Lecter. Like, that's
that's scary.
That's not great. Oh, yeah, there's actually ones where he did of dogs. That's the one that I was, like, thinking of. I was thinking of his, like, dog moment.
Those paintings from her. But, like, good for her. It's her therapy, I feel like, and she seems very happy. And we're getting more of Kim next week, it seems, which is good.
Okay.
And Kim, I think, in an awkward altercation with Sutton as well, so that's even better.
Yeah. Well, if Rinna's not there to attack her, I guess someone else needs to. Because she can never have a calm moment on this show. It's always turbulent.
Never. Yeah. She'll be back next season.
I pray.
Yeah.
And very quickly, I feel like not a lot is happening on Miami at the moment.
Nothing's happening. What's happened?
Julia Sung.
She did her opera. Nothing is happening on that this week, or maybe at all. but I still just like them. I don't know what it is. They're just like
it's the bright colors.
It's all of it so bright. Miami is just so bright, and I just love them. They're colorful people. But nothing's really happening on there. Like, it's still the same. It's still like we're still dealing with Larsa being Larsa. But yeah, other than that, nothing's happening, but I'm here for it. I still love it. Gives me joy.
Same for Potomac as well. Like, talk about I can't do another week of like this Necca v. Wendy thing. Like, it's not.
Wrap it up.
You can't be fighting with the new girl as like the main storyline. Like, there's not a thing happening.
Because also, like, nothing has really happened, and the drama isn't even between them. It's with like the mother and like a sister's friend or something. So it's these really removed, and then there's the whole like Candace won't speak to Giselle, like, so they're not speaking, so not filming, nothing's happening. This week was a real dud of an episode, I felt like that. And I'm also sick of them being at events and they're just sitting in a circle somewhere and just randomly they're not saying anything, or like, I don't know. I'm like, come on, lady, something's got to happen.
Yeah, and I know, and like the Robin stuff, like, yes, I feel like we kind of did it in the first episode, like where Charisse and Ashley and Giselle sat her down and spoke to her. I think we kind of covered it. We're going to like, if we're going to actually get into it at some point, then we need to do it again. It can't just be this constant like, oh, like and kind of jab or kind of
mention. I feel like as well, like we don't care enough about Robin and Juan, you know.
Because she doesn't care. That's the problem.
And so like, why am I going to care?
We're fighting with a woman.
Yeah.
Yes. We're fighting with a woman who doesn't care about her own marriage, clearly. So what are you going to get out of this?
Totally. So you just left there kind of going, okay, then wrap it up.
Sure.
You don't want to be in this relationship. He does. No. He clearly doesn't.
No, absolutely.
No,
not.
I need something to happen with those girls because I love them.
I just want to laugh. I did. Yeah. What I did laugh at was Mia turning to the crow, going, "Is that your mother?"
Yeah, that was really good. Actually, yeah, that was good. The voodoo. Oh God.
But something I know I'm going to laugh at, and I'm thankful for this. This is moment for me. This Friday we get the first three episodes of our Ultimate Girls Trip Legacy, Roni Legacy.
I can't.
This is Christmas.
Yeah,
this is Christmas.
This is gold. This is gold. It's going to go off. They're going to be great. They're going to be chaotic. They're going to deliver. This group knows how to deliver. It's going to be really funny.
Yeah. Well-trained girlies.
Well-trained girlies.
Know how to make us laugh.
I can't wait to see Dorinda.
Oh, I hope she has calmed down. Like,
I don't think so.
No, you don't think. No! You think she's going to be like,
what's that clip? The clip of her, that's been circulating with her and Kristen, and she says like,
oh, well, she's like,
calls her a
pigeons.
Pigeon.
Oh, no, yeah. Eagles don't fly with pigeons.
And that I think is like the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Yeah, she's basically saying you should not be here with us.
How dare you be?
Like, we are all stars. Get out.
You pigeon.
Oh, I'm excited though.
Oh,
I feel like
God,
that's
yes.
going to be a breath of fresh this Friday.
The New York girlies
thankful
always have my heart. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's my comedy.
Yeah.
Now, Kate, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week?
Renewed, I think. We're like nearly at the end of the year. I'm like clinging on for dear life. I'm renewed. I'm back. I'm nearly there. What about you?
I cannot not say renewed because otherwise someone's going to be knocking
at
the door. So I am renewed. I am feeling good, feeling fresh. So
better
thankful. I'm
than
thankful.
Ever.
Yeah.
You are.
Yes.
Blink twice.
Never better. Never better. And Kate, where can people find you?
I'm at Katie Cam on Instagram.
And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter, or at Gas Bagging on TikTok and Instagram, where all the content will
wholesome.
Be clean, fun, and wholesome. And we will keep it light and bright and keep it moving.
No guidelines being breached here. No.
No, 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 no K word. No,
no.
Nothing. Just no.
Positive.
Positive girlies.
Yes.
All right. Thank you again and farewell.
Bye.
Next week for the reunion.
I can't wait.
Bye. Can't wait. Oh, I should say.
Oh, so sorry.
Did I? No, did I? Don't know if I've told you. I don't even know if I've told you. We'll do next. I think I've told Jame and not you. The three of us will do the reunion.
No, you did tell
me
that. Yes, I
okay,
completely forgot about that. Love that for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Our dear friend Jame will join us, who was the person who suggested we did this whole season together.
Yes.
Anyway, so he can suffer through the last episode with us.
Maybe Jame's the one who made the
report. Don't say that. just his final little
ding.
I was gonna say stab as well, but I can't be saying that either. Oh gosh.
Oh my
just
god.
Just we've got to leave it here.
Yes, so wrap it up now before we're really gonna regret.
So, see you and farewell.
Bye.